Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And I don't know if you had a chance to watch over last weekend, but the Paris Open, the men's and women's finals, Coco Gauff comes away with the big prize and doesn't get the credit that she deserves. And then this five-set super tiebreaker between the number one and number two ranked tennis players in the world, 22 and 23 years old. They've each split the last three, six majors. And I don't know if you had a chance to watch it, but it is the next greatest tennis match I've ever seen.
I saw the highlights. Well, what is the best tennis match you've ever seen?
This one. I used to love watching, you know, Federer and Nadal.
I was about to say.
Djokovic and Nadal, and, yeah. And Djokovic and Federer. And it seems as if now we have, you know, two new kids on the block that are making their way. And it looks like they're worthy of the top two seeds.
Yeah, the French Open is, you know, super unique, too, because it's clay court and moves very, very fast. I mean, the reflexes on these guys is just absolutely amazing.
I thought that Yannick Sinner played absolutely sensational, and Carlos Alcaraz played out of his mind.
Yeah.
He was just that a little much better. But he was down to two sets to begin with. He was down triple set point in number four and came back all the way. The shots that you were making, it's like everyone was a little bit better than the last one. You're saying, oh, my God, he made that shot, and it was the same and the same after that. Unbelievable tennis.
Yeah, speaking of out of their minds, Aaron Rodgers has a new team.
Your favorite player?
Yeah, he's my guy for sure. Yeah, he signs with the Steelers, $13 million, I believe $10 million signing bonus, Corey, is that correct?
Yeah, $10 million signing
bonus. And talk about some of those incentives.
Yeah, so he has $5.8 million in incentives. He has $500,000 if he makes the playoffs, and then $600,000 if he wins a wild card game, $750,000 if he wins a divisional game, $1 million if he wins a conference championship, and $1.5 million if he wins the Super Bowl and by a crazy chance if he is the league MVP, gets another $1.5 million.
Do we real fast expect him to get any of those metrics?
I got the playoffs for sure, because Mike Tomlin still hasn't had a season under 500, and with that, so he could be.
What do you think, Ron?
We'll see about that. Pretty much the way I have to say about it. I don't know. I just don't have a feel for it. We're going to be right back. We'll see about that. Please stay with us. Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit melissas.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's melissas.com, promo code RONSAY.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portobello and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
They still commit a penguin. Welcome back to We'll See About That. Ron Say here. And just a reminder that Melissa's Produce is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code Ron Say when checking out at melissas.com. I think it was last week's segment, possibly the segment before that, that we started talking about, you know, the NBA finals. And now here we are, Indiana Pacers. Wow.
I believe I had that.
I believe we were sitting here, and we had four people in studio. We had you yourself. We had Corey. We had Steve. I think that was the Mike Breslin show. I think everybody picked the OKC Thunder except for me. So,
Well, I mean, so it's only 2-1.
Yeah, it is only 2-1. But I got to tell you, I'm surprised. I did not think that Indiana would already have won the two games I thought they would win in the first three.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, we will have had game four, and if it's a 3-1 lead, Barkley said that the other night. I mean, it's over.
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much because, you know, look, you have to win a game on the road, okay? And Indiana's now in their backyard, and they got a lead. Oklahoma's going to be pressed to win this game. This is a must-win for them, and I got to tell you, Caruso's got to play better. Holman's got to play better. They're utilizing, Indiana is capitalizing on Alexander a little bit differently these days.
Yeah.
As Corey was saying, getting to play a little bit more defense possibly. And when your number one guy who averages 30 points a game has to exert himself defensively, that's a big plus for them.
That's why I picked the Pacers. First of all, their size advantage. Second of all, the great home court. I mean, Indiana's always got a great home court advantage. I also thought that SGA, if they went after him on defense like the Pacers have been, he's not going to have the energy, and also the refs aren't going to be inclined to give him the kind of calls he usually gets through the season.
Yeah, I agree. In the last game, in Game 3, he was the closest defender on 23 shots, and that's the most he has had all season. So when he's used to ball handling and making everything, every play on offense, and you have to play that defense and get that body, you have to go around screens, you have to get arms, elbows, shoulders into your chest, it's just going to tire you out. And by the fourth quarter, you're going to be exhausted. And that's actually where the Pacers, the whole playoffs, have just come alive. The fourth quarter, they've been down 15, 20, 30. They were only down 5 this time, but what they do in the fourth quarter defensively and getting shots to fall and timely turnovers, they're doing great things out there.
Yeah, they really are. The resilience, the energy that they have been able to get. McConnell coming off the bench, Mathurin coming off the bench. Both those are Arizona guys, by the way.
Yeah.
And you have two Gonzaga guys in this, too, one on each. You got Nembhard and for Indiana, and you got Holmgren for OKC. So I kind of like the fact that we got a lot of guys from the West Coast in this thing. But, yeah, Indiana, to me right now, is out-hustling Oklahoma City. And,
yeah.
And I thought it might should be, according to the regular season, the other way around.
Yeah, definitely in the driver's seat. So we shall see about that. One thing they do have in the NBA is coaches' challenges, and now we're going to see that come to the NCAA. We're going to see NCAA to introduce coaches' challenge in men's college basketball starting next season. What do we think about that?
Well, I've my whole thing is let's get it right. So I don't mind challenges, you know, and I don't mind the challenges or more challenges than you need possibly even for baseball. If there is a play that comes up that needs to be challenged, whether it's in the third inning or sixth inning, I think it should be challenged. You know, I don't care about that it takes 15 or 20 seconds or a minute. You know, the idea is, and the only thing the players ask for is to get it right.
Yeah, better that than have them just like admit the 2-minute report the next day. Like, yeah, we got that wrong. Sorry, not going to do it.
Well, you saw that happen. You saw that happen earlier in the playoffs, where that Detroit New York Knicks series. You know, where the guy gets hammered. On that 3-point shot near the end of the game, and they said, oh, we should have called a foul. Yeah, that was a possible Detroit win right there.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with it. I just want them to get it right.
We have a players poll that's the league has done, players only anonymous poll about the team reputations involving MLB teams. Dodgers and Yankees at the top, you've played for the Dodgers, and the A's and the Rockies, you played for the A's as well, at the bottom. I mean, the A's are not necessarily surprising considering they're playing in a minor league ballpark for the next 3 years. But
is it really 3 years?
Yeah, I think it's 3 years.
I think it's close.
Oh, my God. I didn't know it was 3 years.
And so what would the Dodgers, of course, and the Yankees, they spend probably the most money.
They do.
And the A's and the Rockies probably the least.
Very possible.
So there's a through line there, I think.
Well, if you look at the history of money spending in sports, you will find that the people who spend the most money are the teams that are probably in the playoffs 75% of the time. Sometimes you'll get a team that sneaks in there, but most of the time, those who pay the most, you know, they're going to buy the best players available. It happened a long time ago with the New York Yankees and George Steinbrenner back in the 70s, okay? If you remember the likes of Dave Winfield, Reggie Jackson, and Catfish Hunter, all those people signed enormous contracts back then, and kind of broke this, you know, free agency arbitration thing and blew it up. And so the best players were going to New York.
Yeah. We want to talk a little bit about Ron. I think Ron deserves some kudos because Ron is going to be honored by his former fraternity, which is very nice, getting the Lou Gehrig Award. And also the Dodgers will honor him as well, put him in the Ring of Honor there at Dodger Stadium. So we want to get through some of these questions about Ron's career.
Okay.
And let's just start at the beginning. What do you remember most about your debut with the Dodgers in 1971?
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were going to start out with that one. But that was an eight-day week, if you will. I was home in Spokane finishing up the AAA season with Tom Lasorda. And he says to me, I want you to go to lunch. Why? I need to talk to you. I said, we don't go to lunch at home. We go to lunch on the road. You know, why all of a sudden am I going to go to lunch with you? We can talk at the ballpark or whatever. No, he says, I'd like to meet you for lunch. And a matter of fact, our general manager, Elton Schuller, is going to come along too. I said, okay, so I don't know what's going on. We go to lunch, and Lasorda says, just wanted to let you know that you'll be flying to Los Angeles in a couple of days. And I say, flying to Los Angeles? What for? What's going on? You're going to the big leagues.
Wow.
Okay. So it may not have happened quite that way or in that nonchalant, but I'm saying, you know, oh, my God. My dream of finally getting there so I can finally say that, you know, I'm going to be a major league player is going to happen. The only other thing, and why I said eight-day week, is I'm getting married in Chicago the following weekend. So within this eight-day period, I have the two most important things going on in my life, okay? First, I'm going to the big leagues, and I'm saying, but I'm getting married the following weekend. He said, they know all about it. It's going to happen. We're going to get you down there for a few days. And then you're going to meet us in San Francisco when you come back. That's where the Dodgers will be. So I'm giddy. I am now out of my mind, thrilled to pieces on two different ways. And I don't know what to do with myself. And Fran was with me, was not with me at the time because she was home preparing for the wedding. And so, you know, I kind of had to share this by myself for, you know, a period of time. And, it was crazy. I remember going to Dodger Stadium the first time I rode into Dodger Stadium for the very first time, come through the main gate and I see all these palm trees and they drop me off at the top of the stadium. And I make my way down to the clubhouse and, I run into, you know, all my other guys that are in the clubhouse, Valentine, Buckner, Pashorek. You know, we go through the daily ritual of batting practice. And I remember being on the field taking ground balls. And I look up at the big logo, the Dodger logo at the top of the stadium and saying, wow, this is awesome. And then, you know, we go back inside. I'm getting prepared for the national anthem. Why? Because this is going to make it official. You know, this is going to be my first day. And as soon as that anthem is done, you know, it's like official. My name's going on the record book. I'm on the roster for this game. So when that happened, I run out of the clubhouse. I run down the hallway, and I start beating on the walls and doing as much noise as I can do. So, yeah, I was a little kid.
What a great story. Time. Oh, yeah. Man, what a great story. I can still see the joy in your face, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was everybody knows what that day is.
All right. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. We'll see about that with the legend, the World Series MVP and champion, Ron Say.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Hello, Ron Say.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend Ron Say. Make sure to check out his fantastic book, Penguin Power, available wherever books are sold or off his website, theronsayshow.com. We just ended this last segment talking about Ron's debut with the Dodgers, and that's fascinating that you're getting an eight-day week getting married in the same week you make your MLB debut. But, I mean, you got to find a place to live.
Larry Kahn. Larry was on our show. Yeah. You know, he does Radio USA for football and hockey. I think he's doing the Panthers right now, by the way. I had Larry Kahn, and I stayed with him and his parents. And friend, after she got resettled back in Arizona because she was going to graduate school at ASU, she would come over on the weekends, and we would stay with Larry. What a crazy time that was. I'm going to say this and just, I'm not going to elaborate. When I went to Chicago to get married, that's the first time I met her parents.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's something.
And by the way, you know, on my book, it says, one in a million. Okay. That was a comment coming from my father-in-law. When he first heard that Fran was going to marry the man of her dreams, and she said to him, I know he's going to make it. Don't worry about it. He's not there yet, but he got his foot in the door. But she had complete confidence, and by the time that we left after the wedding, they had basically said, we're behind you 100%. So it started on shaky ground a little bit, but it ended up great.
Well, you guys are still together so many years later.
54 years.
And so you met the in-laws as a Dodger, which is like also, she said you were going to make it, and you made it before you even met him, which is kind of cool.
Did you show up to the wedding in uniform?
No. But, you know, here's another interesting thing about that. You know, when we went to play in Chicago, it wasn't until the 1st of June or so the following year. And I told Billy DeLurie, our traveling secretary, that I was going to have a massive pass list. And I did. I had like 20 relatives. And now they're all in the city of Chicago. And he put them right over the dugout, all 20 of them straight across the top of the dugout. Okay, so now some of these people are seeing me play for the first time, obviously, okay? So I walk up to the plate, and I'm facing Hall of Famer, as it turns out, Ferguson Jenkins, my first at-bat in Wrigley Field, my other guy that I was compared to my childhood, Ron Santo, was playing third base. We both wore number 10. And my first time at-bat, I hit a home run across Waveland Avenue. And, yeah, my very first time at-bat in Wrigley Field.
Wow.
With all of the relatives in the stadium. And, of course, I could do no wrong the rest of the day. I mean, we were on all five channels for all the local news. It wasn't ESPN Central or whatever. You know, we had five channels, I think, back then. And every hour on the hour until 10 or 11 at night, you know, I saw myself hit this home run because they wanted to make sure that they were watching it. It was hysterical. What a great start, though.
Well, yeah. So when you got to Los Angeles, so you get to get called up to the show, you get married, you go to meet the in-laws, you hit a home run in front of the in-laws.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts about returning to Los Angeles, about the city itself? Did you have any preconceived notions about playing here or living here?
I was so naive to being here the first time. I mean, the enormity of Los Angeles, the amount of coverage that we would be getting, the exposure, I have so naive to it, had no real clue. I mean, I underestimated it probably 99%, you know. And the first time I really started to realize that this was a lot bigger than me was when I was driving on the freeways, and I'd get lost immediately because I wouldn't hit the right. You know, if you're not in the right two lanes, you're going to go by it, past it, and then it's like, where do I go from here? You know, yeah. It's not like you can turn around. It's not real easy to hit the next exit and turn around and go back. So it was a learning process. And then, of course, you know, we talked in driving where I grew up in miles. You know, how far is it from here to there? Well, 30 miles from here to Seattle. Okay. When I got down here, it's like they talked in minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, what does that mean? That means that you're going to go about 15 miles in 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, especially out here in the valley. That's
it's because miles mean nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
It depends on the time of day. It depends on the weather.
All of that. And I had to learn all of that.
Depends if the Dodgers are playing.
You know, and then they said, you know, I came from a city that had, you know, maybe 125,000 max. And a lot of little, you know, suburbs, you know, here and there with a few people sprinkled in. And then you get down here and then you got, you know, how many millions of people within Los Angeles proper? It was like, you know, I can't relate.
4 million in the city itself. I can't 14 relate. Million in the county at large.
Yeah, I can't relate.
Dodger Stadium held one third of your old town.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, here's the other thing, too. You know, Dodger Stadium, when you get inside of the stadium, I mean, it's a huge lot. You know, and I couldn't believe the drive up from the main gate. You know, it's like palm trees and cement, and other mixed in things. And then you get up to the stadium. And then when you get to the top of the stadium, it's like a sunken diamond.
Yeah.
You know, and it looks real small down there, you know. And it was just, you know, I grew up with Chevys and Fords, and now, you know, I've got, you know, Mercedes-Benz and Rolls-Royces, and it's like a completely different – I mean, I'm so out of my realm being here in the beginning. Eventually grew into it, but, yeah, it was overwhelming. And, you know, and plus, you know, the Dodger plane, you know.
I was just about to ask that. I wanted to, you know, to segue into some questions about road trips.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get to the plane in a second because you guys were well, let's do it now. You guys were the first team to have your own plane.
Yep. Private plane. It was called the KO2. Uh-huh. It had the Dodger logo on it. We flew out of American Airlines. There was no security back then. And usually on road trips, we'd try to leave about 11 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, we'd drop our bags at the bottom. The porters would take care of everything. We'd walk up. If we were there early, you walk right on the plane. And during the season, when we had a day game at home, say a Sunday day game, and we were kind of scheduled to leave about 6 o'clock, if we were there early and we were ready to go at, say, 4:30, 5 o'clock, we're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody ever miss the plane?
Yeah, there was a few guys who did miss the plane. And, you know, here's the rub that everybody had against us, you know, given that Sunday scenario, the team that we played probably had a commercial flight at 9 o'clock at night. And so, you know, that bullseye, that big blue bullseye on our forehead grew exponentially because of the advantage that we'd have. We'd be halfway to New York by these guys, you know, getting ready to take off. So yeah, they were a little bit envious, just a little bit.
So while you're on the plane though, I mean, I'm sure you guys were, you know, reading scripture and drinking cocoa, but what did you guys do to pass the time on those long flights?
There was a card table at the front of the plane. As you walked in, there were two card tables, and that's kind of where it partitioned to the back. And then the back was relegated to the writers, and there was another card table back there. So the heavy rollers played in the back. And I got in a couple of those games, and I got out of those games real quickly.
Are we talking like poker? Are we talking?
It was poker, yeah, for the most part, yeah. And, yeah, it was, you know, it's like, I'm completely overmatched at this point in time. I shouldn't be in this game. I'm playing because, you know, they're probably going to take advantage of me, and they did. And, you know, so I learned how to play crazy eights with the other guys up front.
What were some of your favorite cities to travel to? Not to play in, but to just visit.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, look, San Diego was, you know, beautiful. And, you know, it was more of a family trip then because it's a short drive. And most of the guys were allowed to take their families down and drive. And we didn't have to take the bus. There was a bus, but you did not have to take it. It wasn't mandatory. So that was always kind of cool. San Francisco, the family that I had family on both sides. And so I had a lot of support up there too. A lot of nice places to go, things to do. Chicago was the same, you know, because you played day games, so you actually got an opportunity to go out to dinner and enjoy yourself on occasion for 3 days, 2 days at least. You know, New York is New York. You know, you really didn't have a chance to enjoy it because, you know, you're playing, you know, night games and, you know, you couldn't enjoy New York for the nightlife or any of that. I mean, you got to, you know, maybe go to a place that's near the hotel, then you could have a drink or two.
When you'd fly in, especially to the East Coast cities, would you fly in and go directly to the ballpark or would you fly in, go to the hotel, then go to the ballpark?
Fortunately, we had an arrangement that we didn't have to go through the terminals much. You know, we got to bypass that. We used to get picked up on the tarmac. We did that in Atlanta. We did it in Houston, you know, New York. You know, Montreal was also interesting because they kind of pushed us through customs rather quickly because of our relationship. You know, Dodgers had a AAA team that Jackie Robinson played on, and Lasorda, as a matter of fact, up in Montreal. So there was an established relationship there, and so they loved the Dodgers, I think, a little bit more than other teams, so they gave us kind of a, you know, not a free pass, but, you know, pretty good pass. But Cincinnati was great for the obvious reasons, rivalry.
Yeah. Are you a little bit disappointed that Miami didn't have a franchise when you were playing? Go down there, South Beach.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've been to South Beach, and it is a crazy place. Yeah. It's much much better for the younger people.
Maybe it's best that in the late 70s, early 80s, that you guys weren't visiting Miami often.
Yeah, I think it would have got us in trouble. It's like being in downtown, you know, on Rush Street in Chicago.
Yeah.
We don't want to hang around there too much. You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. We'll see about that.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we are back. We'll see about that. I'm Mike Gary, Corey Marino. Thanks for spending some time with us. This week in Dodger history, 1973. This is a special one, folks. The Dodgers infield, a quartet that will be together for 8.5 years, setting a major league record for longevity, plays together for the first time. First baseman Steve Garvey, second baseman Davey Lopes, third baseman Ron Say, and shortstop Bill Russell are in the lineup in a 16-3 defeat.
Oh, no.
To the Phillies.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Why did you have to mention that last part?
I should have crossed that part out.
Oh my God, I had forgotten, and I'm the only thing I can say about that is there were a lot of good things to happen after that day, and I'm glad I wasn't pitching.
Yeah, so like you were saying, this day in Dodgers history, you're also part of baseball history with the Dodgers and everything like that, but part of one of the biggest moments in all of baseball history. You were on the field in the night of in Atlanta when Hank Aaron hit the home run number 715, weren't you?
Oh yeah, that was an unbelievable thing. The most historical game I ever played in, and you know, Henry had started the season on the road in Cincinnati, and he hit a home run in I think the opening day, and he sat out, I believe, the next two games. Intentionally, because he said he wanted to go back to Atlanta because they had, I think, maybe a week or 10-day homestand at the beginning of the season, and he wanted to break the record there in front of the hometown. And we're thrilled because we're going in to Atlanta, you know, and we're right there, and he's going to play. And it's like, wow, this is awesome. And so we cheered for it. You know, we said, great, we're going to go to Atlanta. And, you know, hey, I want him to break the record. Everybody wants him to break the record, but we want to win the game, right? I mean, that's kind of how it works. sure enough, Henry Aaron hits this home run off of Al Downing. They stop the game for, you know, at least 30 minutes. And we ended up losing this game. And I think it was the first game that we'd lost that season. So it wasn't like, you know, everybody was going to, you know, have a difficult night, you know, digesting this. It was, you know, even Walter Austin, you know, he came back through the clubhouse. We got drubbed pretty good. And he said, hey, it's only one game. It's early in the season. Let's enjoy the festivities of what just happened and get back at after it tomorrow. You know, total professional look at it. Everybody took it the same way. What a great experience for all of us to be involved in that. Those things don't happen very often. This is an all-time record, okay?
I mean, everybody thought that that record, Babe Ruth's record, would stand for all time.
Yeah. Well, you know, when he retired from baseball, he was twice as many home runs ahead of anybody else in the game. I mean, it was one of those, it's like really looking at it in the same way I think everybody does now with Nolan Ryan's strikeouts in the game. It's just unapproachable. You just can't play long enough and pitch long enough to be able to do that. And yet it happened, and it happened again with Barry Bonds. But you know, the following weekend, the Braves came to Dodger Stadium, and I had two posters and two baseballs that I got Henry to sign. And I went over to the visiting clubhouse, which you don't do, and Henry was somewhere in the clubhouse, but I was waiting for him to get back to his locker. And I said, Henry, I didn't get a chance to shake your hand last week when you rounded third base, but I'm not leaving here until you sign these balls and posters. And he said, not a problem.
I think that a lot of people don't realize how special that night was and also how scary that time was Hank Aaron for a lot of people. Because this is only 8 years after the Civil Rights Act was passed. Yeah. This is the Deep South. Here we have an African-American man beating a white man in a record that people thought would stand for
absolutely.
All time. And if you watch the footage, when you're at third base and Hank Aaron is running around third base, two people from the stands jump onto the field.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I didn't get to shake his hand.
When you saw that, I mean, when I look at it, knowing what I know, I'm scared because I think that these two guys are coming on the field to do something.
You never know.
Never know, especially in, like, with the tone and tenor of what was going on at that time.
Well, if you take a closer look at it, you know, I think these kids put their hands on him.
They did.
Yeah, they went to, like, jump around him.
Okay. And he kind of shoot him off.
Because, I mean, he was getting death threats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, the whole time leading up to this, you know, he had plenty of stories to tell you about, you know, his life being threatened. And, you know, no black man's going to meet a white man's record, you know, and all that crap that went along with it. But that's another reason why I was so pleased that I'd watched this guy when I was a kid, okay? Just like Willie Mays, okay? I mean, these are the top 2-5 players in the history of the game, Aaron and Mays, okay? Any way you want to slice it. And for them to be able to do what they did, and in particular, since this is Henry's night, I couldn't have been more happier. I mean, he put up with so much more than someone needed to, just like Jackie Robinson. Yeah, you
very
know?
Similar.
So yeah, I was thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah.
More than thrilled to be a part of it.
Just looking back, how does it feel that you were like, how long were you in the league before that game?
That was my second year.
That was okay.
And that's actually the year that I got my first All-Star game start. And also, we beat the Pittsburgh Pirates in the National League Championship Series. We won 102 games, outraced the Cincinnati Reds to the divisional title, and went to the World Series against the Oakland A's. And that's when they had the three-peat.
That's when they had, and that was the first. That's the first one you went to, and that was one of four, right?
Right.
And then when you got that, which one was the hardest between 74, 77, and 78?
Oh, yeah, they're all hard. You know, baseball, I think, is the most difficult sport to repeat in because you can't always have your best pitcher on the mound. You know, they pitch. Back then it was every 4 days. Now it's every five, or if you add in a bullpen game. that was much more difficult. You know, in football, you've got your starting quarterback. In basketball, you've got your guy you go to in crunch time, and they're going to get the ball. They can walk the ball up the court just like Doncic does, you know, every single play, and Gilgeous Alexander as well. And the others, and you can have your prime guys in the lineup, and you get to a place in the bottom of the ninth, and you're trailing, and you might have the weakest part of your order coming up. Not the case in basketball, not the case in football. Now, having said that, you know they got this new possible golden at bat rule that you can place your best hitter. At any point in time during the game, you can substitute him in to hit in this position. I hope that doesn't happen. I don't like it at all. There's too much manipulation in the game as it is. But, it's very hard. It's very hard to repeat in baseball.
Well, that strategy, I mean, that golden hitter rule, which I agree is an abomination, I mean, that replaces what pinch hitting is. Because pinch hitting, I think, is super exciting, especially when it comes to a big moment situation, because you're taking somebody out who can't come back and bringing someone in. Very similar to soccer, substitutions in soccer.
Right.
And so one thing I've noticed is that you don't see pitch hitting that much anymore.
Well, it's because you got the DH that's universal now.
I know.
You know, you have to be – the DH has to be your best hitter that's not playing regularly in the field. And that is the case for the Dodgers. And he's probably the best hitter on the team anyway. But you have to be, in order for you to own that DH, you got to be the best hitter that's not playing defense. Yeah, and we had, back in our day, the all-time pinch hit leader in Manny Mota. And he wasn't a power hitter, but if you needed a base hit, he was the guy to call on. Yeah, unbelievable. I played in the game, actually, that he set the new standard for most hits by a pinch hitter in Major League history as well, Dodger Stadium.
I want to go back to the experiences on the road. What was it like? Did you guys, after the, you know, you won the World Series? You won the World Series on the road, correct?
Correct.
What did you guys do afterwards?
We celebrated.
And let's talk about that.
And, we had I would say, a little bit more than normal amount of time in the clubhouse that night because we were being interviewed in the clubhouse, and I think Drysdale and Howard Cosell and Frank Gifford were part of that night. And, of course, you know, being an MVP, you know, I had my share of time on the center stage. And, you know, by the time that, you know, you've, excuse me, celebrated with the champagne and the party is done, you know, we are – scheduled to fly back to Los Angeles. We're leaving whatever time it is that we get back. And excuse me. And so, you know, the wives are waiting to celebrate with us, and that took a little bit longer to make that happen. But I can remember flying back, and it was a party pretty much the whole night. And then when we landed in Los Angeles, it had to be 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know exactly. But the airport was jammed, and that's when once again, there was no security. So all those people got to come right to the gate. And all the corridors are lined. So it was spectacular. And then I think it was 2 days after that, you know, we're celebrating in the parade downtown, ending up at City Hall. And I had the privilege to speak as well. Wow, what a day. I have that picture engraved in my mind, etched in my mind, being on that float. Wow. That was such a deal.
So you mentioned three key events here during this show, during our time together today. You mentioned your first game where you ran down the halls, batting on the walls during the national anthem because you were so excited to make the major leagues.
Yeah.
You had hitting a home run, your first plate appearance at Wrigley Field in front of all your in-laws.
Yeah.
And then, of course, winning the World Series. Which of those three is the most meaningful today?
Oh, geez. You know, I try not to. I mean, look, the epitome of all of it is, you know, to be the world champions. I mean, that's it. That you need to walk away with that ring, that trophy. You do. And that's why I'm so pleased that, you know, a number of guys that I played with for a long time and against, most of them got to be world champions. And when you have that you work that hard for all of this, you spend that many years doing this. you know, I was just so pleased that we were able to finally put this away. You know, the fabled infield, if it had gone away without winning a world championship, it wouldn't have meant as much, you know. And the fact that we were able to, you know, etch our own personal history in the history and tradition of the Dodgers, you know, we made our mark. And I'm just so happy that we all got to experience that because we did deserve it.
Real fast, do you ever wear the ring in public anymore?
No.
You ever put it on at home?
I'm not a jewelry guy. Yeah. You know, I don't flaunt my stuff. I try very hard not to. But yes, on occasion I have. Yeah. Occasion I have.
Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll see about that. Stay with us.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And we are back. We'll see about that. Ron, thank you so much for spending some time with us to do the interrogation today. We appreciate it. And we just kind of want to talk about the state of baseball as we see it to wrap things up these last couple minutes. We're getting close to the All-Star break. What do you guys think? One of the big storylines from the season so far?
Well, look, the Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers, Padres, the West is in a real dogfight. San Francisco's hung in there really well. I'm not surprised by the Padres. The Dodgers just got done winning a three-game series down in San Diego, so that gives them a little bit of room. But, yeah, very exciting in the West. Chicago Cubs playing really well, you know. And Philadelphia has fallen off a bit. The Mets have opened up a gap in there. And then in the American League, you know, you got the Yankees and you got Detroit, which I think is the best team in baseball right now.
Do you think Detroit is the best team in baseball right
now? Yeah, they've got about a 3 or 4 game lead over anybody else, and they've got the best pitcher in baseball in Skubal. Mm-hmm. And they're playing really, really well. They have a tremendous thing going on.
Corey?
And then of course you got the Astros and the Mariners in the West.
Yeah, the Mariners and Astros, they're still fighting. Detroit's amazing because then you got Skubal, you got Flaherty.
Yes.
They're doing great things. And then even Javi Baez is becoming a resurgence when they moved him to center field. But we might be going back in time. There was 3 complete games in the last 2 days.
Uh-oh. I didn't see that. Who pitched those?
David Peterson. I only know because of fantasy baseball. But David Peterson did last night. Another one did last night. Wow. 2 nights ago, Chris Abbott did it for the Reds.
Oh, okay.
So 3 complete games, 2 of them being shutouts.
I'm surprised.
Hey, how about the hottest team in baseball over the last week? Chicago White Sox.
Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, I mean, they've won more games in the last week than they won a series, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations also to the Colorado Rockies for winning a series. The first time in 24 series, tying a major league record. And I believe, Corey, you said it was like in front of like 1,500 fans.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was under like
2,000. Oh, no, that's what I meant. It was
the Rockies.
I'm sorry, I messed that up. It was the Rockies, yeah. They had won like 9 games, 9 and 50.
Yeah.
And then they won 3 games.
They cracked that 10 spot. They got 10 wins on the year so far.
Wow. Wow.
And I remember you said one time, when you're that on a team like that, there's a lot of
nothing's going good. Every trip's a nightmare.
Food tastes terrible. Traffic is worse. Fighting with the wives, the whole thing. We're out of time. Ron, thank you very much. Corey Marino, thank you very much. Make sure to check out all of our episodes available on Spotify and Google as well, and we'll see about that.